Day 23, Chapter 18, The Merits of the Person Who Rejoices at Hearing This Sutra. Thereupon Maitreya Bodhisattva Mahasattva said to the Buddha, World-honored one, how many merits will be given to the good man or woman who rejoices at hearing this sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma? He sang in Agathe. How many merits will be given to the person who rejoices at hearing this sutra after your extinction? Thereupon the Buddha said to Maitreya Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Ajita, suppose a bhikkhu, a bhisuni, an apsaka, an apsika, or some other wise person, whether young or old, rejoices at hearing this sutra in a congregation after my extinction. After leaving the congregation, he or she goes to some other place, for instance, to a monastery, a retired place, a city, a street, a town, or a village. There he or she expounds this sutra as he or she has heard it to his or her father, mother, relative, friend, or acquaintance, as far as he or she can. Another person who has heard this sutra from him or her rejoices, goes to some other place, and expounds it to a third person. The third person also rejoices at hearing it and expounds it to a fourth person. In this way, this sutra is heard by the 50th person. Ajita, now I will tell you the merits of the 50th good man or woman who rejoices at hearing this sutra. Listen attentively. Suppose that Jumbavipa was filled with wonderful treasures, such as gold, silver, lapis lazuli, shell, agate, coral, and amber. Elephants' carts and horse carts, palaces and stately buildings made of the seven treasures. Suppose a man who was seeking merits gave all those pleasing things, filling the Jumbavipa to the living beings of 400 billion Asamka worlds according to their wishes. A world consists of the six regions. The living beings of the six regions are one or another of the four kinds of births, ovipores, viviporous, from moisture, or without any medium. Some of them have forms while others do not. Some have desires while others do not. Some have no feet while others have 2 feet or four or more. Having continued giving those alms to them for 80 years, this great almsgiver thought, I gave those pleasing things to them according to their wishes. Now they are old and decrepit, they are more than 80 years old, their hair is gray and their faces wrinkled, they will die before long. I will lead them by the Dharma of the Buddha. Then he collected them, he propagated the Dharma to them, led them by the Dharma, showed them the Dharma, taught them, benefited them, and caused them to rejoice. He caused them to attain in a moment the enlightenment of a Srotta-apanna, or the Sakragamin, or the Anagamin, or the Arhat, eliminate all the Shravas, practice deep dhyana concentrations without hindrance, and obtain the 8 emancipations. What do you think of this? Do you think that the merits obtained by this great almsgiver were many or not? Maitreya said to the Buddha, World-honored one, I think that his merits were many, immeasurable, and limitless. His merits were already immeasurable when he gave all those pleasing things to them. Needless to say, so were his merits when he caused them to attain adatship. The Buddha said to Maitreya, Now I will tell you clearly, the merits of the person who gave all those pleasing things to the living beings of the six regions of the 400 billion Asamka worlds and caused them to attain adatship are less than the merits of the 50th person who rejoices at hearing even a gathe of the sutra, the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma. The merits of the former person are less than the 100th of or 1,000th of the merits of the latter person, or less than the merits of the latter person divided by 100,000,000,000,000. The superiority of the merits of the latter person to those of the former person cannot be explained by any calculation, parable, or simile. Ajita, the merits of the 50th person who rejoices at hearing this sutra, the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma, are immeasurable, limitless, asanka. Needless to say, so are the merits of the first person who rejoices at hearing this sutra in this congregation. His merits are immeasurable, limitless, asanka, and incomparable. Furthermore, Ajita, anyone who goes to a monastery in order to hear this sutra and hears it, even for a moment while he is sitting or standing in his next life, will be able to go up to the palace of heaven riding in a beautiful and wonderful elephant cart or a horse cart, or in a palanquin of wonderful treasures, by his merits. Anyone who, while sitting in the place of expounding of the Dharma, persuades another person to sit down, or shares his seat with him to hear the Dharma when he sees him coming to a place, in his next life, by his merits, will be able to obtain the seat of King Chakra, of the Brahmin Heavenly King, or a wheel-turning holy king. Ajita, anyone who, while he is staying outside the place of the expounding of the Dharma, says to another person, let's go and hear the sutra called the Lotus Flower of the Wonderful Dharma, which is being expounded in that place, and causes him to hear it even for a moment in his next life by his merits, will be able to live with the bodhisattvas who obtained Dharanis. He will be clever and wise. He will not be dumb throughout thousands of millions of his future existences. His breath will not be foul. He will have no disease of the tongue or the mouth. His teeth will not be defiled, black, yellow, few, fallen out, uneven, or crooked. His lips will not be pendulous, shrunk, chapped, cracked, broken, distorted, thick, large, yellow, black, or loathsome. His nose will not be flat or awry. His face will not be black, long, distorted, or displeasing. His lips, tongue, and teeth will be well shaped. His nose long, high, and straight. His face will be full. His eyebrows thick and long. His forehead broad and even. In a word, he will have all the good features of a man. He will be able to see the Buddhas, hear the Dharma from them, and receive their teachings by faith throughout his future existences. Ajita, look, the merits of the person who causes even a single man to go and hear the Dharma are so many, it is needless to speak of the merits of the person who hears this sutra with all his heart, reads it, recites it, expounds it to the great multitude, and acts according to its teachings. Thereupon the world-honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in gathas. Suppose a man rejoices at hearing this sutra, or hearing even a gathi of it in a congregation, and expounds it to a second person. The second person expounds it to a third person. In this way, it is heard by the 50th person. Now I will tell you the merits of the 50th person. Suppose there was a great almsgiver. He continued giving alms to innumerable living beings for 80 years according to their wishes. Those living beings became old and decrepit, their hair became gray, their faces wrinkled, and their teeth fewer and deformed. Seeing this, he thought, I will teach them because they will die before long. I will cause them to attain the fruit of enlightenment. Then he expounded the truth of Nirvana to them as an expedient, saying, This world is unstable as a spray of water, or as a foam, or as a filament of air. Hate it, leave it quickly. Hearing this teaching, they attained Arhatship and obtained the 6 supernatural powers, including the 3 major supernatural powers and the 8 emancipations. The superiority of the merits of the 50th person who rejoices at hearing even a gathi of the sutra to the merits of his great almsgiver cannot be explained by any parable or simile. The merits of the 50th person who hears this sutra are immeasurable. Needless to say, so are the merits of the first person who rejoices at hearing it in a congregation. Anyone who persuades even a single person to hear the sutra of the Lotus Flower of the Wonderful Dharma, saying, this sutra is profound and wonderful, it is difficult to meet even during 10 million kalpas, and causes him to go and hear it even for a moment, will be able to obtain the following merits. In his future life, he will have no disease of the mouth. His teeth will not be few, yellow, or black. His lips will not be thick, shrunk, or broken. There will be nothing lonesome on his lips. His tongue will not be dry, black, or short. His nose will be high, long, and straight. His forehead will be broad and even. His face will be handsome. All people will wish to see him. His breath will not be foul. The fragrance of the upala flowers will always be emitted from his mouth. Anyone who visits a monastery to hear the sutra, the Lotus Flower of the Wonderful Dharma, and rejoices at hearing it even for a moment, will be able to obtain the following merits. He will be reborn among gods and men. He will be able to go up to the palace of heaven, riding in a wonderful elephant cart or horse cart or in a palanquin of wonderful treasures. Anyone who persuades others to sit and hear this sutra in the place where the Dharma is expounded will be able to obtain the seat of Shaka, or of Brahman, or of the wheel-turning holy king by his merits. Needless to say, boundless will be the merits of the person who hears this sutra with all his heart, expounds its meanings, and acts according to its teaching. Chapter 19. The Merits of the Teacher of the Dharma. Thereupon the Buddha said to Constant Endeavor Bodhisattva Mahasattva, the good men or women who keep, read, recite, expound, or copy this sutra of the Lotus Flower of the Wonderful Dharma will be able to obtain 800 merits of the eye, 1200 merits of the ear, 800 merits of the nose, 1200 merits of the tongue, 800 merits of the body, and 1200 merits of the mind. They will be able to adorn and purify their 6 sense organs with these merits. with their pure eyes given by their parents, they will, these good men and women will be able to see all the mountains, forests, rivers, oceans, inside and outside the 1,000 million Sumeru worlds, each of which is composed of the six regions, down to the Avidji Hell, and up to the highest heaven. They also will be able to see the living beings of those worlds, to know the karmas which those living beings are now doing in the region to which those living beings are destined to go by their karmas. Thereupon the world-honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in Gates, "Listen, I will tell you of the merits of those who fearlessly expound to the great multitude this sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma. They will be able to obtain excellent eyes adorned with 800 merits. Their eyes will be pure because of this adornment. With their eyes given by their parents, they will be able to see Mount Meru, Mount Sumeru, the surrounding iron mountains and the other mountains, and the forest, oceans, and rivers inside and outside the 1,000 million Sumeru worlds. They will be able to see the living beings of those worlds, each being composed of the six regions, down to the Avidji Hell and up to the highest heaven. Although they have not yet obtained heavenly eyes, they will be able to see all this with their natural eyes. Furthermore, constant endeavors of good men or women who keep, read, recite, expound, or copy this sutra will be able to obtain 1,200 merits of the ear. With their pure ears, they will be able to recognize all the various sounds and voices inside and outside the 1,000 million Sumeru worlds, each of which is composed of the six regions, down to the Avidji Hell and up to the highest heaven. They will be able to recognize the voices of elephants, horses, cows, the sounds of carts, cryings and sighings, the sounds of conch shell horns, drums, gongs and bells, laughter and speech, the voices of men, women, boys and girls, meaningful voices, meaningless voices, painful voices, delightful voices, the voices of the unenlightened ones, the voices of the enlightened ones, joyful voices, joyless voices, the voices of gods, dragons, yaskas, gandharvas, asuras, garudas, kamnadas, and miragas, the sounds of fire, water, and wind, the voices of hellish denizens, hungry animals, and hungry spirits, and the voices of the bhikkhus, bhisunis, sarafikas, practical buddhas, bodhisattvas, and the buddhas. In a word, with their pure and natural ears given by their parents, they will be able to recognize all the sounds and voices inside and outside of the 1,000 million Sumeru worlds, although they have not yet obtained heavenly ears. Even when they recognize all these various sounds and voices, their organ of hearing will not be destroyed. Thereupon the world-honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in Gates. Their ears given by their parents will be purified, not defiled. With their natural ears, they will be able to recognize the sounds and voices of the 1,000 million Sumeru worlds. They will be able to recognize the voices of elephants, horses, and cows, the sounds of carts, gongs, bells, conch shell horns, and drums, lyres, harps, reed pipes, and flutes. Although they recognize pure and sweet songs, they will not be attached to them. They also will be able to recognize the countless kinds of voices of men. They will be able to recognize the voices of gods, the wonderful songs of gods, and the voices of men, women, boys, and girls. They will be able to recognize the songs of the Kalathinkas, the Jiva Kalathikas, and the other birds in the mountains and the rivers and ravines. The expounder of the Dharma will be able to recognize from afar, while he is staying in the world of men, the cryings and shriekings of the denizens in hell, the shoutings of hungry and thirsty spirits who are seeking food and drink, and the voices of asuras bellowing to each other as they pound on the seacoast. Even when he recognizes all this by hearing, his organ of hearing will not be destroyed. The expounder of the Dharma will be able to recognize, while he is staying in this world, the voices of the birds and animals calling each other in the worlds of the ten quarters. The teacher of the Dharma will be able to recognize, while he is staying in the world of men, the voices of gods of the heavens above the heaven of Brahman, that is, in the light sound heaven, of the universal pure heaven, and the highest heaven. The teacher of the Dharma will be able to recognize, without moving about, the voices of the bhikkhus, the sunnis, who read and recite sutras or expound them to others. He will be able to recognize the voices of the bodhisattvas who read and recite sutras or expound the meanings or quotations from them to others. Anyone who keeps the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma will be able to recognize the voices of the Buddhas, that is, the voices of the great honorable saints who teach all living beings, and who expound the Dharma in great congregations. He will be able to recognize all the sounds and voices inside and outside the 1,000 million Sumero worlds, each being composed of the six regions down to the Avijja hell and up to the highest heaven, and yet his organ of hearing will not be destroyed. He will be able to recognize everything by hearing because his ears are sharp. Anyone who keeps this sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma will be able to obtain these merits by his natural ears, although he has not yet obtained heavenly ears. Here ends day 23.